One of the first sessions on day one of the International Media Conference was Asia's Environmental Dilemma. Mr. Pratim Ranjan Bose, special correspondent of the Hindu Business Line of India, gave reasons why India itself will not be reducing its CO2 output.
So the crux of my point is that it's not that you have to make the world more polluted. That's what essentially I'm saying. What I said is about some compulsions. And we already have huge shortfall. What are other options? You can go for nuclear. We have another problem about solar, wind. Wind is very, very much, the geographic location matters. It's not that everywhere you can get a windmill run. India has roughly 7,000 megawatt of windmill capacity. And solar, the prime concern is its cost.
Later, Mr. Ronald Henkoff, editor of Bloomberg Markets magazine, explained some of the lesser reported challenges of water scarcity in Asia.
We've actually covered this quite a bit. I mean, water is like the ultimate commodity, but it doesn't work like other commodities. You can kind of look in the newspaper or on your computer and see what the price of water is around the world. It doesn't trade freely. It's very politicized. All over the world, there's this tremendous shortage of water. It's only going to get worse. And as I said, there are two problems. There's the imbalance between where the water is and where the population is. And then there's the fact that the water is dirty and contaminated in so many places, and it's getting worse. Interestingly enough, we've sort of come together as a global community to try to address global warming. But we haven't done it with water. You could certainly make the case that the need for clean water is more urgent than the worries about the polar ice caps melting.
Mr. Sin Benjan, editor of the international news channel at People's Daily Online, added several reasons why he believes China will take climate change seriously, citing energy security, sustaining China's economic development, and making sure the country is not the target of international trade problems are all reasons he gave why China will be taking care of their environmental footprint in the future. However, when asked about the climate change talks in Mexico this year, Mr. Sin explained that China has learned a lot from the Copenhagen talks and will be doing things slightly differently this year.
Since I was busy, in Copenhagen watching the whole process, I think the most important lesson for China is for next time, we should not stand together with the United States, maybe. Maybe the second lesson China learn is do not publicize your targets too early. In the middle of the session, the difficult period, China can declare its target, its reduction targets, as you know, the 40 to 45% of energy intensity reduction per capita of GDP. China declared the goal too early, maybe. So no more recessions China can offer during the sessions.